Hey, good afternoon, guys. We're here on day 7 of our trip. South by Southwest Interactive officially ended yesterday, but that hasn't stopped us carrying on with Texas life today.
Woohoo! Yeehaw!
We thought we'd review what went on yesterday from what we could still remember.
Okay.
We'll start out with our shout outs. We've still been meeting loads of people, so shout out to the organizers of the Bill Conference, which is a little conference started in reaction to TED, the cheapo, not so expensive version. We'll see if we can get one of those going with TED this year. Also to Scotty Cadenhead, who started a really cool web TV show covering startups called Trep Life. He's awesome. You can check that out on Twitter at Trepping Out. Hopefully we'll chat with Scotty again.
That's TREPPINGOUT. And he's covering startups from the point of view of covering, it's almost like a series of small documentaries talking about startup life. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We met him in line for the film, which brings me to shout out to Paul Hollins, who's one of the producers behind the movie Something Ventured that we went to see yesterday. He's also a VC and just seems like a really cool guy. The whole Something Ventured team was really sweet and was around for Q&A. So big hello and thanks to all of them. And let's see, to George of La News, who I knew from Mobile World Congress last year, fun bumping into him, and Rob at Keepsy, who took the time to show me their new tech, which is cool memory stuff, similar to Success. So Liz and Steven, maybe there's some collaboration there. And Kate?
Yeah, just Janet, Estelle, and Chrissy, who are, again, female developers. That I met last night on a drunken night out, and also Wendy, Alexa, and Cookie from Your Scrum Half Connection, which I'm going to talk about later. Awesome. Right, move on.
So we got up early yesterday.
Yeah, surprise.
We were ready to go by about 9:30, and we each went to different panels in the morning. Kate, which one did you wind up at?
So I went to Keeping Users Passionate, which I think is a really interesting panel on how to keep, you know, after an initial love affair, how to keep users coming back. Lots of really interesting things that I have notes for, which I can't access because they're on my iPhone and I'm recording this podcast on my iPhone. But I'll write them all down and post them up. And then we ended up going to Something Ventured, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, let's see. In the morning, I went to the panel on WikiLeaks with Ben Wordmuller from Edinburgh was on the panel, so that was really cool. There were a few good points there that I thought were worth repeating. One was Ben raised the question of, okay, if we shut down WikiLeaks, put Julian in prison, that's fine, but like what do we expect is going to happen in the future? There's already this trend of people wanting openness. And do we really think we're going to stop that just by shutting something down?
Yeah, but they're not shutting down WikiLeaks because Julian is, leaking stuff. They're shutting him down on sexual assault charges. That's different, right?
Okay, well, there's a lot of controversy still about whether this sort of thing should be allowed to go on. And I think that whatever we decide should be allowed isn't really relevant because people are going to keep trying to pursue an idea like this, whether there's consequences here or not.
Okay.
There was also another point that people complain that releasing some of this data, you know, causes harm and damage, and seem to compare that to kind of a neutral, as if the data weren't released, would there still be harm and damage? And their point was, it's really not fair just to point out the harm and say that that's a bad thing, because there's going to be damage either way. You've got to weigh that up against each other. Anyways, that's what I took from it. It was a worthwhile morning, I have to say.
good. All right, we're going to jump on to part 2, I think. We haven't got enough time to do something ventured. Okay, see you in a second.